It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC broadcasts from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February 18th. Hi, I'm Skylar James, your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where every week we pick a different genre, a different theme, depending on the time of year and the weather. And you may realize I am co-hostless this week. That's right. It's a solo Skylar night for all of you out there. And I am also not live in the studio right now. It's a pre-recorded Skylar talking to you from the past. The reason I'm not live in studio this week is current Skylar in the future that you live in right now is camping in Algonquin Park every year for the past couple of years now. I think this might be our third year in a row. My parents and I have rented a yurt in Algonquin Park at their Mew Lake campground. And we do a little winter camping, a lot of winter hiking, some snowshoeing. I don't do the cross-country skiing, but my parents do. I like having, you know, my feet, actual feet-sized. Anyways, that's a bit of a tangent to say I'm winter camping right now, and I am obsessed with these yurts that you can rent at Algonquin. They have a little fireplace inside. The walls are like slatted. There's a little window in the top that's like a dome, and you can see outside, and sometimes it gets covered in snow. And it's one of my favorite things that I do every year now. Because this is sort of our third year and the vibe in the yurt is so strong, I have curated sort of a yurt playlist that now we listen to while we're, you know, cooking dinner or just hanging out and warming up after a hike inside of the yurt. So I thought, what better music to pick this week than yurt music? Can I call it yurt music? I've titled the playlist of songs that I have like snowy winter cabin music, because not all of you obviously have experienced the specific yurt that I'm talking about. But I like to call it yurt music. It's a more refined version of the playlist. We're gonna get some laid back vibes today, really chill, some folk, a lot of older music than I typically play. This feels like it could be an Abby playlist as well. Maybe that's just me missing my co-host. But yeah, it's going to be a real chill vibe today. Picture yourself, if you're not already, in a snowy cabin, or maybe if you want to join me, just maybe a yurt. We're going to start with an album that I spin all winter, every winter. I love this album for winter. It's the album Chandler by Canadian artist Wyatt C. Lewis, and one of my favorite tracks off of this album, Wyatt C. Lewis here. This is Bobtail Road.
I won't let this fade now, but I'm racing time. Just to be with you while you're still around, I know we ain't afraid. Through all this breaking of the call, I find I will come back home. No matter what I lose in myself, I know where to find it. I wanna feel good, want you to feel good too. I've been loving in that new city, I've been planting down roots. I've been taking days off to spend those days with you. I wanna feel good, I'll be back soon. Let this be the last time. We're not racing anymore. Met some friends down south of here. A real treat they are. All this soaking up the sun on the front porch. Just right. Give you this guitar. Won't you sing me that song? I wanna feel good. Want you to feel good too. I've been loving in that new city. I've been planting down roots. I've been taking days off. Spend those days with you. I wanna feel good. I wanna feel good. And you know that I'll be back right. Cross the tracks late at night.
William Fitzwilliam went walking April, by the green briar roses on the banks of the Thames. When over his kerchief there came such a clamor, that William Fitzwilliam took shelter within. Don't lose your head to this rooting and raging. Don't lose your heart to the sweetness of sin. And don't go out wandering, for the ghosts hover around you. The Howards and the Seymours, the Poles and the Lynns. When William Fitzwilliam emerged from his arbor, a luminous show such as he'd never seen. So on to London he lit on his skateboard, to arrive in a tumult to greet the new queen. Don't lose your head to this brooding and raging. Don't lose your heart to the sweetness of sin. And don't go out wandering, ghosts hover around you, the Howards and the Seymours, the Poles and the settled earthly, all clad in its sables, and England's fair princes were snug in their beds. William Fitzwilliam will glide on the Humber, in star silver sneakers above the living and dead. But don't lose your head to this rooting and raging. Don't lose and the Fitzroys, the Poles and Bullets.
The Decembrists there with William Fitzwilliam, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm playing this week cabin music, snowy winter cabin music, or more directly from me, yurt music, as this is the music that I listen to every winter when I go camping in a yurt in Algonquin Park. And I can't recommend it enough, honestly, the music and the yurt. That is off of the Decembrists' newest album, although it's getting a bit older now, titled As It Ever Was, So It Will Be Again. Over the past couple of years, I've become a big Decembrists fan. If you live in Kingston and you know Ball, you know Brian's record shop downtown on Princess Street. I was in there one summer, was it? It wasn't the past summer, summer 2024, the beginning of summer 2024. And he had The Crane Wife by the Decembrists, their album The Crane Wife, in there. I think I bought it for like $7. And I had that CD in my car the entire summer. You can ask Abby. Maybe if I remember, I'll get Abby to say it as proof next week. I literally did not take that CD out of my car that entire summer. And it got me back into the Decembrists. Now, The Crane Wife for me, because of that, is a really summery album. But As It Ever Was, So It Will Be Again, and especially William Fitzwilliam, it's a very winter song to me. And I think it's because, I don't know, something about a steel pedal guitar is very winter to me. It's very like out in the wilderness, sort of dead calm of winter. And we're going to be hearing more steel pedal later on, so don't worry. We're going to continue on with the chill vibes, but maybe ramp it up a little bit. This song is new. This song is off of the new Mountain Goats album, Through This Fire, across from Peter Balkin, which it's not my favorite work from the Mountain Goats, if I'm being honest, but it also isn't a very winter sounding album to me. So this is an album that I have to come back to in maybe early summer, but this song fit very well on this playlist, so I figured I'd get some new songs in by the Mountain Goats here. This is Rocks in My Pockets.
Like a good luck charm for a soldier heading off into battle, I carried a stone in my pocket, something I found in Seattle. It vaguely resembled a face, and it looked like a headstone, a little deep groove from a wormer from years underwater, running right down the middle. Some people name their cars or their guitars. Some things are too fragile to name. Some things are made for the spotlight. Some live at the edge of the frame, just a few days above surface, a lifetime below. Rocks in my pockets when I go. Stuck to the shoreline in the light of the torch, wrapped up in your bandage like a package on the porch. You were never gonna make it, I felt like you knew, but at least you'll have someone. For some of us that won't be true. Some people go down swinging, get in a few punches. Some learn to ride the currents, some never learn. Probably not gonna leave the slightest trace in the wake. When it's my turn, tie down the sails. When the crosswinds blow, rocks in my pockets when I go. Initials in the bark of a tree, little signs of hope, like a good luck charm for a soldier, mailed home in an envelope. Some people go it alone, some need a friend. The weak ones get lucky, the strong ones stick around to see the end. Just a few days above surface, a lifetime below. Rocks in my pockets when I go. Rocks in my pockets when I go. Rocks in my pockets when I go.
But I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
The Beatles there with Till There Was You, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm playing some winter cabin music for y'all this week. A lot of folk, but I will say I had to put a Beatles track in this playlist, as all of the Beatles listening that I do, I'm not going to say all, maybe like 95% of it is during winter. I only really listen to them during winter, and I only really listen to their like more guitar-y songs, if that makes sense. My favorite Beatles song, for reference, is I Should Have Known Better off of A Hard Day's Night, and I don't know enough about the Beatles to say if that's like a niche pull or something that might be like everyone's favorite song, and I just don't know it. But yeah, I do all my Beatles listening in the winter, and I think that they fit into this really perfectly. I'm going to play a title track, actually, next off of an album that I pull out every January, February, and I love this album for the winter, and I love this album for winter driving. It's MJ Lenderman's album, Manning Fireworks. Front to back, I don't often say this, It's a pretty perfect album. If you haven't given it a listen and you like the next track, highly suggest it. The next track is not at all the best song on the album. It's just a song that I don't ever really hear played on the radio often, because it's definitely more of an album track, if you know what I mean. It really preps you for the beginning of the album. It's not like a single that you would listen to on a playlist or anything. But for me, there's something special about this track, and it really takes you into the rest of the album. Cannot suggest the album enough if you haven't heard it. But the title track off of it here is MJ Lenderman with Manning Fireworks.
Birds against a heavy wind that wins in the end. One of these days, with shorts full of sand. One of these days, you'll kill a man for asking a question you don't understand. Some have passion, some have purpose. You have sneaking backstage to hound the girls in the circus. You've opened the Bible in a public place. You've opened the Bible to the very first page. And one of these days, it will all end.
Like a shadow on the day, and it hovered in the clear sky like a bird of prey. Took the baby from the cradle, stole the blankets from the bed, and it sat down at their table, drank their water, ate their bread. Hunger, hunger, cross the fields like rolling thunder. How much longer must we feel this hunger? It settled down among us like a guest who never leaves. It turned mothers against children, turned brothers into thieves. Hunger, hunger, we get old and you get younger. Hunger,
Julian Taylor there with Hunger, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's a new single there from Julian Taylor. If you don't know, on the radio you have to play 35% of your music has to be Canadian. Good old CanCon laws. So for this show specifically, I play an odd number of songs, usually 11 or 13 songs. 11 songs, that means 4 need to be Canadian. 13 songs, that means 5 need to be Canadian, right? There are some weeks, though, that I just don't count the amount of Canadian that I have on a playlist because I know I'm going to hit it. And this is a week that happened to me. If you're just joining us now, I'm playing sort of winter cabin music, you know, snowy music, music that I listen to while I winter camp is really where this playlist comes from. But I have 13 songs and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Canadian songs. And I did not plan for that to be. There's just something the Canadians do well with writing sad winter cabin music. Hey, it doesn't have to be sad, but Canadians are good at making the sad cabin music. And I mean, I think that's because it's cold up here, right? Like, that has to be the correlation. There's really no other, like, direct reason for why they would be good at making this type of music. It's because it sounds like the environment that they make it in, which is cold and lonely and out in the woods a lot of the time. So speaking of Canadians, this next song comes from a Canadian artist. Their last album, Down Rounder, was one of my favorite albums when it came out, but that album is quite old, and so I've been wanting new music from this artist for a while. I've played the other single that they have released off their upcoming album, Mud, Blood, and Bone, but this is the other single that has been released, and I think it is my favorite single so far. So by Cat Clyde here, this is Another Time.
Dance me slowly, baby. Take me for lead me back to someplace I can come to in my mind. I walked a ragged mile, met myself at your door. But that old road keeps calling me to walk a thousand more. Hold me close now, baby. Press your cheek.
Time. dinosaurs say. The pink moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. The pink moon, gonna get you on the pink moon. Yeah, pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon.
You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm playing music that I listen to while camping in a yurt in Algonquin Park. That's the theme for this week. And you can't really get any more like snowy cabin music than Nick Drake, I don't think. He's sort of like one of the fathers of snowy cabin music. As you have noticed, there's a heavy guitar theme in here. And I think, I don't know, there's something about an acoustic guitar in the winter. There's something about it. And if you're not careful, it can make you very sad. You have to take my word for it. If you're not careful, this playlist can make you very, very sad in the winter. So it's important that to not get very, very sad in the winter, to listen to this playlist with like a fire going, you're cooking dinner, and you're like surrounded by friends and family. You have to be surrounded by friends and family. Take my advice. Heed my word. This playlist can make you very sad. I'm speaking from experience. But if you're into that sort of thing, this playlist can make you very sad if you're in a cabin alone. In my first year of university, for a very long story that I won't get into, I ended up living at a friend's cabin on a lake in Napanee, and I would commute to Queens. In my first year, it was a bit strange. I wasn't partying it up on Aberdeen. I was sitting and contemplating by a frozen lake. But I would listen to a lot of this type of music while, like, the lake was very still. I was alone in a cabin. I had put on, you know, put some logs in the wood stove. And you can harness this sadness that's deep within you that can really only come out in that environment. So if you're going to do that safely. That's my advice. Anyways, continuing on, I can't do a winter folk show without playing at least one song from this band. So although we're missing Mr. Neal in this version, Crosby, Stills, and Nash here, Helplessly Hoping.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby. You're waiting a word. Gasping of gentle true spirit, he runs, wishing he could fly, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the end.
empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even hello? They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are for each other. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cost. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady. Saying she is lost and choking on hello. Oh, they are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four.
Thank you.
Mitchell there. Cold Blue Steel and Sweet Fire. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Just like I said, I can't do a snowy winter cabin music show without playing some Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and occasionally Young, but this time no Young. You can't do one without playing some Joni as well. Like I said before, Canadians are really good at making sad acoustic folk music for a winter cabin, because that's where we're at and that's where we're making music. I love that song, Cold Blue Steel and Sweet Fire. That's off of Joni's album For the Roses. I used to say that that was my favorite Joni song. It has changed now. It has changed. My favorite Joni album at the moment is The Hissing of Summer Lawns. That's my favorite Joni album. My favorite Joni songs, I won't say, but I will say that I think that's my fourth favorite. But I'm not looking to get into Joni discourse without my co-host, Abby, who is the Joni Mitchell expert. I'm not getting into that this week. So I'll say that that's my fourth favorite. And I'm not going to go any further without Abby here, because I feel nervous. Anyways, we're going to keep it going with the Canadians here. We're into some like old Canadian music at the back half of this playlist. And again, this is what I was saying at the top of the show. Abby's not here this week. I made this playlist, but it feels spiritually like Abby is here in the back half of the show. Buffy St. Marie here, The Dream Tree.
Sleepy golden storm is many love before us. I know that we are not new in city and in forest. They smiled like me and you, but now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that say goodbye. looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. Kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us. I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smiled like me and you. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
Leonard Cohen there. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. If you were here before and heard me talk about, I'm not going to get into Joni Mitchell discourse without the Joni Mitchell expert here. I am going to be a risk taker and get into the Leonard Cohen discourse without the Leonard Cohen expert here, because Abby is also a Leonard Cohen expert. And I think, they can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they're more of a Leonard Cohen expert than they are a Joni Mitchell expert. But I will say definitively, my favorite Leonard Cohen album is Songs of Leonard Cohen. And my favorite Leonard Cohen song is So Long, Marianne. What a fantastic song. This song, Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye, is the track after So Long, Marianne on that album. And I mean, what a better song. What a better song? That's not a phrase. You can't have a better song for this playlist than that song there. But sometimes when I put on Songs of Leonard Cohen in the winter, because it is a winter album, it is. Abby disagrees with me on that one. This is our Leonard Cohen discourse. Abby thinks that the Songs of Leonard Cohen is a summer album. I'm staunch in my position that it is a winter album, but I'll put it on in the winter. And like I said before, I was warning everyone out there, you gotta be careful. And you gotta be careful when you put on Songs of Leonard Cohen in the winter, because it's like, girl, you're putting on the Depression album. You're gonna be sad. You're putting on the album that makes you sad. So, anyways, again, be careful. Speaking of the album that makes you sad, Bon Iver's For Emma Forever Ago. This is Bon Iver's first album. If you don't know, Bon Iver, Justin Vernon, the like main guy, I'm gonna say, that's his title, the main guy. He went to his father's hunting cabin in the middle of nowhere in like 2005, 2006, 2006, 2007, maybe. He went to his father's hunting cabin, lived alone for a bit because he was like, I can't make music. Like, he was lacking inspiration. And then he wrote For Emma Forever Ago. If we're talking about cabin music, this is the winter cabin album. It is isolation. It is all alone. It is in the middle of nowhere. And it is one of my favorite albums ever, like hands down. I think it's one of the best albums ever. And it is so beautiful. And my connection to this album runs so deep. But you can't do a winter cabin show without playing something from this album. Now, most people would pick to maybe play Skinny Love. Maybe they would play Flume. I am not most people. Maybe they would play for Emma. Again, I am not most people. Me and this album go way back. And I listen to this album a lot when I'm hiking in the winter. I sort of have to stop listening at the 8th track because the last track is particularly devastating for me. So that's exactly what I'm going to play as the last song on this show, the most devastating track on the album. As a gift from me to you, for your winter sadness, your isolation in your cabin. So by Bon Iver here, this is Re-Stacks.
Could it be This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.